century in the making, American Prometheus is based on many thousands of records gathered from archives and personal collections in this country and abroad. It draws on Oppenheimer's own massive collection of papers in the Library of Congress and on thousands of pages of FBI records accumulated over more than a quarter century of surveillance. Few men in public life have been subjected to such scrutiny. Readers will hear his words, captured by FBI recording devices and transcribed. And yet, because even the written record tells only part of the truth of a man's life, we have also interviewed nearly 100 of Oppenheimer's closest friends, relatives, and colleagues. Many of the individuals interviewed in the 1970s and 1980s are no longer alive. But the stories they told leave behind a nuanced portrait of a remarkable man who led us into the nuclear age and struggled, unsuccessfully, as we have continued to struggle, to find a way to eliminate the danger of nuclear war. Oppenheimer's story also reminds us that our identity as a people remains intimately connected with the culture of things nuclear. We have had the bomb on our minds since 1945, E.L. Doctorow has observed. It was first our weaponry, and then our diplomacy, and now it's our economy. How can we suppose that something so monstrously powerful would not, after 40 years, compose our identity? The great golem we have made against our enemies is our culture, our bomb culture, its logic, its faith, its vision.